Fracten.
Martin.
I am a student at Université Bordeaux, but every summer I go to England and get a job in a cafe or a pub or something. And I need English for these jobs. My speaking's okay, but I find listening kind of difficult. So I try to listen to other people's conversations. And yeah, I chat with the people I work with, usually after work. And when they say something I can't understand, I say, wait, what did you say? Say it again. What does it mean? And I try to use the expression myself. And then the next time I hear that expression, I know it.
Alexei.
I travel to the States a few times a year, so it's important for me to understand English well, especially like restaurant conversations or hotel conversations, checking in, room service, and what else? Oh, buying tickets. You know, things like that. So, before I go to a restaurant or station, I think about what I want to say, what they'll probably say, and sometimes I check a phrase book. You know, I plan everything, and then when I get there, I can understand things better and answer better. It usually works quite well.
A young.
Well, I use the internet for listening practice. I like to know what's happening in other countries, so I listen to the news in English on my computer, the BBC World Service or CNN or something, and write down useful and important words just for one news story. One's enough. Then I listen again and I write more words. Then I listen again. Each time, it gets easier to hear.